Now that it's August, it's almost time for back to school, and the number one place to go for everything you need is Amazon. Get the best deals on everything for your kids or yourself going back, and help support Rob as a podcast when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cisternino here with another Big Brother 15 exit interview. And this morning we are going to be speaking with Howard Overby, the latest player evicted from the Big Brother house. He was voted out last night by a vote of 7-1. Only Spencer, his BFF, was the only person to not cast a vote his way. So we're going to talk to Howard in just a moment. Last night, of course, we had a fantastic post-show recap, as we do every Thursday, 10:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Myself, Ian Terry, Brian Lynch, we went over everything that went on the live show last night. The big fight between first with Spencer and Amanda, and then Spencer with Candace, and all of the drama from the live show. And then later on in the show, we gave our first reactions to the new HOH, which I will not say here right now if you have not seen the live feeds. But if you wanted to check that out, you can listen to the audio feed of that at robhasawebsite.com. Or you could check out the video of the show, which is always a lot of fun, on our YouTube channel by going to robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. All right, it looks like we have Howard on the line, so let's go ahead and patch him through. Howard, are you there?
All right, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing very good, Howard. This is Rob Cisternino here on Rob Has a Podcast, and so much excitement after 42 days in the Big Brother house, now you get to talk to me.
Yes, I can recollect and reminisce on things, and I can get back to civilian life, and actually touching my phone and watching TV and catching up on the sports and all the other
and baby news, right?
Baby news, yeah, man.
All right, Howard. So I don't know if we expected to see you out of the game so early. You look like you were off to a very strong start in the Big Brother 15 house with the moving company and everything. It looked good at the beginning. So what went wrong?
The infiltration of Amanda on McCray, I don't know if he was, you know, playing both sides of the house, or she kind of gimmicked him into making a move. But the game took a change when Spencer came to me and asked, would I be willing to flip and go to the other side? I never wanted to, but I kind of trusted it, I guess. And, everything just went kind of downhill from there for me. I definitely think it could have worked. The moving company was more than five guys. It was five guys and three girls. The three girls were Gina Marie, Caitlin, and Aaron, and they were going to ride the coattail of Jeremy until Superman Cakes fell off, and I was willing to let him be all that and then some, because for one, it took some of the attention off me as possibly being a physical threat, because I didn't want to be that, because I felt they could have had me on the outs early. So my role in the moving company was to work my social game and work, you know, the other side of the house. And I thought it was a great plan, and I never wanted to deviate from it. But, you know, I don't regret it at all, what happened as a result of the dismantling of what could have been the greatest alliance
of all time. Yeah. So it seemed like within a couple of days, things really started to fall apart. It was like once you and Spencer started talking about maybe getting rid of Amanda, and McCray started to catch wind of that, that was sort of when he was going to defect and vote Nick out. And then on top of that, then that's also when you had that conversation with Helen, and she asked you about the moving company after Jeremy had already told her everything about it, and you denied it. You also voted against Alyssa at that point in time. Did you realize at that point in time that that was sort of the beginning of the end for you?
Yeah. I mean, maybe not so much the end of my game, because what I was hoping was that, you know, point blank, I shouldn't have lied. It was a situation where I was coming into an opportunity to be who I said I wanted to be, and that's 100% who I am, and just tell the truth down the middle, and represent what I represent. And I was granted the opportunity to do so when I confronted everybody. But before that, I should have just told Helen everything and put it out there. But I also thought that telling her everything would put me at a disadvantage as well. But and that's why I told half and then ended up having to tell the other half about it. From there, man, the 7-4 vote was basically me maybe outthinking myself a little bit. I felt that, you know, the three girls that would have been left, they would always know if they came back into a position of power that, hey, I was the one that was loyal to y'all and to this side of the house. So maybe I thought too much about it. And, you know, from there, I was just scrambling. You know, once I, you know, Spencer, my right-hand man, there was always a mole, and it was either him or Judd that was going back telling things. You know, me, Jenna Marie, Judd, Spencer.
Yeah. It wasn't Spencer.
Okay. I kind of, like, my last ditch effort over the last three nights was to include Judd, but I caught Judd coming out late one night, and he was acting funny after me and Candace stayed up really late one night, and he came out there and saw us, and his reaction was a little shocked. And he had just came out of the room with Amanda and McCray, so he might have been a mole. I'm not sure, man, but from there, man, like you said, it was just tough. It was hard sledding. But what I really think was people use that as a way to kind of look down on me or get another physical threat out the house. Once Jeremy left, you know, there was no more hiding that I was a physical threat. We just really didn't have any more physical competitions for a while. I mean, if you want to count the puzzle thing, you can, but I really don't count that as anything physical until last night, which was the first HOH in a while that was going to be physical. And of course I was on the outside of the doors. So,
right.
It just, you know, the cards didn't fall right, but you know, I learned so much. I grew so much, personally, spiritually in the house. It was a great opportunity. Hopefully it can be and will be life changing and open up some doors for me. But, you know, it was a season where I didn't expect the MVP vote. That kind of was crazy, and kind of threw a chink in the armor. Also, we had a very young cast. Had a lot of Indians and not a lot of Chiefs. Where in most seasons you have more, you know, mature adults that can see through BS and are willing to stand on their own and not too much play safe. Plus, it was supposed to be the season of no floaters, but it turns out that you were good by being a floater. So that hurt ultimately.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of factors going against you, man, after, you know, the dismantling of the moving company, which is why I said everything in me told me to just, because my thing, I don't care if you knew ultimately I was in a alliance, you know, by the time you found out, it wouldn't have mattered. You know, I was going to go down fighting with my alliance. That's how I wanted to play the game. But unfortunately, this season, you know, you have a lot of timid players, mm-hmm. people thinking that, you know, people control what they do and say, and you got to cut deals with them. But when you honestly see that there is a power for, that they're going to dismiss you at their liking, you know, that's going to make for a boring season to me. On top of that, having people in the house that people don't like because of, you know, who they are, like, it's crazy, man. All the people with minds that can think for themselves or leaving the house, that will fight or leaving the house, you know. And I think, you know, it wasn't that I was just, you know, I lied and, you know, that hurt people. I think you use that against a person when you need to, you know, because you're going to do ultimately the same thing. Mm-hmm. And it was done to me as well. So, you know, they can miss me with this personal, and, you know, I had so much hope in you because you're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it was just a ploy, because this season, it's not even about the competitions, man. It's about feeding on the weaknesses of others.
Well, let me jump in here that we've got a ton of questions to get to. So let me start to move in a little rapid fire so we can get to everything, okay. Howard. All right, let's talk about Amanda. And I want to know on both sides, why did you so early on, you and Spencer, start talking about, boy, we got to get Amanda out of the house? And then why did Amanda think of you as such a threat? Start with, why did you and Spencer target Amanda?
Well, out of the six mature adults, I feel that we're in the house. Us three were three that saw that, and I mean, it was basically this: we saw, you know, from the beginning, she openly said she had a dude or whatever, and he was all this or that. But once McCray won HOH, she was in bed with him every night.
Yeah.
And she never left his side. So we automatically saw, and we knew her tactic, you know, and she was very manipulative, and, you know, she's a great actress to me. And, you know, McCray had openly said, you know, he likes being dominated. He likes, you know, assertive women to kind of boss him around and
right.
stuff like that. And he got that. And if it's a strategy on his part, like, he comes out good, because out of all of this, Helen is so loyal to him, but he was a part of the movie company too. So ultimately he was lying too. You know, he was just the first one to cry wolf, I believe. Me and Spencer was like, man, she's gonna figure it out because she's smart. Me growing up with women, I know women know everything. They catch on to stuff. He's sleeping in bed with her every night, you know, getting this, you know, if he is a pizza delivery guy, you know, who doesn't get this type of attention, that's what he says, then, hey, that could be hard for any man to not, you know, withhold information. And me and Spencer was like, man, as manipulative as she is, like, we got to get her out or it could be the demise of us. But my thing was, when I was in the moving company, was just to keep checking in with McCray. Like, are you good with her, man? And he's like, yeah, I'll cut her head off if and when I need to. But, you know, by week two, you know, she had already did enough, I guess. And it was just kind of crazy from there.
Yeah. So how about, you know, people talked about you and your own showmance this season, not just Amanda and McCray, but you and Candace started out as friends and then maybe it became something more. Is that a real romance in your eyes, or is that just two people who became close in the Big Brother house?
No, it is definitely not a romance. It was two people that came together by extenuating circumstances in the house. We came together on personal issues that, you know, unfortunately arose in the house that, you know, brought us together. You know, we're both minorities in the house along with Helen, and we were the only two black people in the house, and things were said, so it brought you together. And from the bed flipping incident, I told myself not to get involved with any female in the house. I knew that was brewing, and the night that it happened, I felt that it was about to happen, and I was telling myself not to get involved, but the man that I am, the man that I represent, the man that my mama raised, and the man that I would want my daughter to marry would not let that stand or me stay away from it. So once I got involved, I was involved, and, you know, just from a friend standpoint, from a personal standpoint, we became friends. Had nothing to do with the game, but of course, you spend, you know, that amount of time with someone, they're definitely going to become a part of your game. And she ended up being probably one of my greatest assets in staying as long as I did, you know, because Amanda knew I was after her, because I saw that, you know, we had a lot of weak players as far as wanting to be protected or not wanting to buck the system. I was going to be one of the ones that couldn't be led like that, and they need those type of players out so they can continue to just run the game, those four people. So, we were just friends, man. That's it. You know, there's nothing more, nothing less to it. We'll probably be great friends after the show, but there's no romance to it or anything.
Okay, we got about 3 or 4 minutes left, so let me just real rapid fire, Howard. So I want to know that it's been such a big storyline on the show, all of these things that Aaron and a couple other people have said in the house. Did you directly overhear any of the things that were said? And if so, how difficult was that for you?
Yes, I was unfortunately privy to a lot of the derogatory things said in plenty of instances in the house. I just ignored it. It just came to a head that night with the bed flipping incident, and it was definitely hard. In real life, you can kind of just you can kind of walk away from those situations, but in the Big Brother house, you have to keep being around these people, and it definitely makes it hard to even want to play the game with them because it's now personal.
When you sent Candace to go talk to Aaron this week, and then Candace ended up getting mad at you, you told her, go get your bed back. And you said that again when you were leaving the house last night to her, get your bed back. What did you mean by that?
I just wanted her to fight, go down the way, you wanted to fight from a personal issue that night. I meant it metaphorically, to basically go after these challenges, overcome whatever ill wills you got toward anybody or what they have towards you. Use the anger that you wanted to fight that bed for to fight the good fight in the game.
Now, there was a big controversy that ended up coming out this week with a lot of the people who watched the live feeds, where there was an incident allegedly where Amanda claims that you whispered something inappropriate to her in the kitchen. Do you remember this at all? And could you tell us what you said to Amanda?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. As far as it being inappropriate, I wasn't being harassing her or anything like that. If anyone watches the show, you know that she's very open with everything. She doesn't mind saying this. She's made a lot of comments, sexual comments, toward a number of people, both men and women in the house. That particular day, I was just done with the whole scheming and schematic thing, and I just walked up to her. I just wanted to kill everything. You know, I was going to be cool with everybody, even her. And I walked up to her. This is after me and Candace, I think, was kicking it. And I just basically, I said, I love you. And she said, what? And I said, I really do. And she's like, no, you don't. I said, I love you. I gave her a hug. And I said, man, like, I said, you're so hot outside this house. Man, who knows what could happen? And, like, for you to know me, for one, I don't have to sexually harass anybody. For two, she walked off laughing because this is like a comment that fails in comparisons to things that she has said to other people. Mm-hmm. So I was thrown aback by that or her saying it. I think it's just the fact that she's always in game mode and she's always being manipulative and what's the next move and very high strung. She really couldn't understand me any time in the game other than the fact she knew I wanted her out. But, you know, my thing was not to be, you know, demeaning to anybody else in the game or just planting lies out there for people to believe. And maybe, I don't know, it was a shock to her, but that's the gist of it.
Okay. Well, Howard, thank you so much for coming on with us, and thanks for clearing everything up. And all the best to you in the future, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Bless you.
All right. Take care. Bye, Howard. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Howard Overby. And wow, that Howard, that even after all the bad stuff that went on with him and Amanda, still can appreciate the aesthetic qualities of Amanda. So he turns the other cheek, like it says in the Bible. Very good stuff. All right, so that's going to do it for our exit interview with Howard. If you are looking for more Big Brother, you know where to go. RobHasAWebsite.com. We've got our show coming up on Sunday night, our live post-show recap on Sunday night. Don't have a guest yet, but I'm still going to be working through the weekend on trying to line somebody up. And if not, you'll get a big dose of me and Brian Lynch breaking everything down. And then Sunday night, we will talk about whodunit. Only 3 episodes left until we figure out who the killer is at Rue Manor. And if you listen to that show, you know who I think it is. But if not, check it out. It's a fun show, and that's going to be all on Sunday on RobHasAWebsite.com. So have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the feeds, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye.